When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Live from the KCNR studios in downtown Redding, California on Market Street, it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. And here is your host, Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. It's good to be back here on a Saturday morning. A lot of stuff to get to today. Our wonderful producer, Jared King, is with me. I'll kind of give you a quick rundown of the show. We have the Fire 3 coming up in the third or fourth segment, Spread for Spread today as well. But today I want to start with a couple of various things. High school football ended last night, and which is kind of a bittersweet situation because we're excited to move on to basketball. However, football was a lot of fun. But anyway, so last Friday of the year for high school football. Also, Simpson men's basketball on the road last night beat William Jessup, one of the bigger upsets in the last probably 4 or 5 years, a team that is very, very competitive in the NAIA. An 81-79 victory, coming back, being down 12 in the second half, battling back on the road. That's a big win for them. So now 2-0. It's the first time that team starts 2-0 because the non-conference or preseason schedule is usually so difficult. It's the first time that team's 2-0 in over 15 years. So that's pretty incredible as well. But I want to get into this today. I started last week with the show. That was kind of a wild show because I had Tom Galbraith and Bryce Ritchie on all at the same time with me, and I went back and listened to it. And I was frustrated with the way that it was. There was no linear movement. Everything was jumping around. It was not a very well thought out show the way it jumped around. But that's okay. But I started out that show last week talking about the Kings are 3-3, and now the Kings are 6-3. The Sacramento Kings, and I would say people in this area probably don't necessarily pay attention closely to the Sacramento Kings, but I think they start kind of should because it's the closest NBA team. Now you have the Warriors, but there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of hatred towards the Warriors just because of people jumping on the bandwagon and things of that nature. And honestly, they get tired of how long the Warriors have been good. So the Sacramento Kings have been bad for so long. They're a small market team. It's one of those teams that they're hard to hate, in my opinion, because of how bad they have been. And they haven't been to the playoffs since 2006. And I kind of went through this last couple of days where I'm trying to decide if the Kings media is overreacting or if they're spot on. I mean, 6-3, a 5-game winning streak, there's nothing. That's all great stuff. But we also have to look at, okay, you played the Magic, you played the Hawks, you haven't played very good teams, the Wizards. I think that without Bogdan Bogdanovic, who in my opinion was their best player last year, this is a very, very good start, but I'm seeing too many people overreact, in my opinion, in saying that I think the Kings are going to be a playoff team. Let's relax here. You can't jump from being a team that's going to win barely 25 games to all of a sudden being a playoff team. That switch doesn't happen overnight. However, we have seen the Kings grow really, really well, especially down the stretch. Against that game against the Magic, it was right there all the way down the stretch. They had to make a couple of big plays late, Buddy Hield hit a huge three, a couple big free throws. Those are the types of things that need to happen, especially for a young team on the road that are stepping stones to getting to where they need to be. And this 6-3 start is a perfect example of how Vlade Divac, the general manager and president of operations, or VP of operations, whatever he is for the Kings for basketball operations, and Dave Yeager, the coach, this is how you kind of get off the hot seat, because this was the year where if the Kings didn't perform any better, Vlade Divac was probably going to be gone, Dave Yeager most likely with him. But a 6-3 start kind of calms everybody down. There's a lot of excitement around this team, not only regionally but nationally, about possibly are the Kings finally back? And I don't know yet. I don't want to say that because if the Kings aren't back, it's gonna fall quickly, because this is a team that if they return to what we think they were going to be coming into this year, it's going to be ugly again. But they're playing this new fast-paced style of basketball, averaging a lot of points. They think they scored like 147 points the other night against Atlanta on the road. And it's kind of now, we've seen basketball change and evolve so much the last 10 years, with three-point shot becoming one of them. And then even now, with the way teams are playing with up-paced style, where you're every time a basket is scored, we're flying back in the other direction, trying to get as little time off the shot clock as possible. And it's allowing teams to, especially the Kings, a young team like the Kings, they can use their athleticism and their youth against some of the veteran guys and wear them out. We've seen that happen in the third and fourth quarters, and I think that's the Kings' strategy. And it's kind of interesting because other teams also want to play a fast-paced style, but they're not playing as fast-paced as the Sacramento Kings. So it's only 9 games into the season. Obviously, teams are going to make adjustments against the Kings. It's going to have to happen. Now, how much is it going to happen? I don't know. If I were playing against the Kings, I would do everything I can to slow them down, whether it's keep players in the backcourt trying to guard full court, or if it's running more half-court offense, trying to slow them down and make sure that they can't run and slow the entire game down. But I'm not exactly sure what we're gonna see from teams here coming up. But a 5-game winning streak, it's nothing to. Well, you definitely got to tip your cap to it. But I'm saying don't hold everything to these last 5 games. You got to remember this is the best they've played in the last 12 years. You got to remember they're gonna come back to earth here eventually. And I'm not saying they're not a good team, because I think they are. I just don't think they're a team that everyone's pumping up like they are now. I don't think that they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be above 500. To me, it's all about stepping stones. Get to that 35-win stretch, maybe even to 40 wins. That would be huge. But don't focus on make the playoffs. The Kings don't have a draft pick this year in the first round unless they make a trade. So this is the year to make that jump. There's no reason to tank. They got a lot of young pieces. They even have some young pieces that I was expecting to see more that I haven't. Harry Giles, Scott LaVisiere. I think LaVisiere is pretty much going to be done at the end of the year in Sacramento anyway. But they're playing their young guys, which is smart. Kosta Kupis getting limited minutes. Zach Randolph has barely got any playing time. So we'll see what this Kings team can do. But I'm tired of seeing these media members overreact because, yeah, a 5-game winning streak is a big deal. But let's not already give them a bid into the playoffs. That's just not how it works. There's a lot of really good teams in the Western Conference. There's no way that Sacramento is going to just quickly eclipse those teams. And they beat the Thunder at home with Westbrook. They beat all these other teams. I'm very happy with the way the season has progressed so far as a huge Kings fan and as a Kings employee. But I just don't think a 6-3 is not accurate to how the team's going to perform over an 82-game season. All right, coming up next, we have the spread for spread, where I try to guess the spreads of the upcoming NFL games. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites. Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the bill.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
In a case that could benefit churches statewide, Pacific Justice Institute convinced the Marin County Superior Court to declare a voter-approved local property tax unconstitutional as applied to a local church. You see, Valley Baptist Church of San Rafael, California's victory could have implications for both cities and churches statewide. You see, the legislature has declared that church buildings are exempt from property taxes, and cities have a duty to honor that. Cities in California cannot relabel their taxes to get around the tax-exempt status of churches.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here in segment two. A lot of good stuff in that first segment, just kind of relaxing everybody on the Sacramento Kings. All right, it is time for my favorite game, Spread for Spread. Let's hit it, Jared. So basically how this works is we got, I believe, 10 games. And I have to guess that they're going to give me, Joseph is here, he's going to give me the game. I have to guess the spread. If I'm within 1.5 points in either direction, I get it right. If I don't get it right, then we start losing. I start losing, I might have to buy these guys breakfast. So I have to go, I believe, 6 or 7 for 10. I forget what I did last time. I think I went 7 for 10 last time. So I have to get 7 for 10 again. That's not easy. Okay. So, got to go 7 for 10. Got to guess the spread. Here we go. What do you got, Justin?
So we're starting off with Bears at Buffalo.
It's a tough one. You know what's funny is I actually think Buffalo is a lot better than teams give them credit for, but when their quarterback's out, they're a nightmare. So Derek Anderson last week, it basically got thrown into the flames against New England. So the Bears are going to be favorite. I'm going to say by 2.5.
Bears by 10.
Whoa.
So you're right that Buffalo's going to have a... They're going to struggle a little bit.
I'm thinking they're going to cover. That's a rough way to start. That wasn't even close. All right,
there we go. We already have a game you might bet on.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to Tampa Bay at Carolina.
Okay. Hey, Carolina's good this year. And Tampa Bay... Fitzmagic's back for Tampa Bay again. It's unbelievable how media rallies around that guy. Poor Jameis Winston. Jameis has been there, and he was bad last week, but his first couple years he wasn't terrible. And Fitzmagic comes in, and all of a sudden everybody cares about Tampa Bay, and everybody's watching him. It's kind of funny. That's what happens. Don't steal crab legs in college. Where is it at? I'm sorry.
It's in Carolina.
It's in Carolina. So I'm going to say Panthers minus 7.5.
Panthers minus 6.5.
I'll take that one.
So that's a dub. All right, we're going to Cleveland. Kansas City at Cleveland.
Oh. They just fired their coach. Hugh Jackson's gone. So obviously, Kansas City's going to be favored. I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. I think sometime in the next couple weeks, Pat Mahomes is going to come back to earth a little bit. I think he has to. He's been dominating, and I just don't think that happens for a second-year player right off the bat. Kansas City minus 6.
Kansas City minus 8. So you're 1-2.
Oh, not a good start.
Way off of the first one. That one was closer. So we're going to Miami. New York Jets at Miami.
Oh, my. No one cares about this game. At Miami's not terrible. What are their records? You have that there? No? Okay. At New York?
Miami.
At Miami. All right, Miami's going to be favored. The Jets are awful. Sam Darnold's okay. He's going to have to get better before this team gets better. I'm going to say Miami minus 6.
Miami minus 2.5.
Wow. Not a good showing so far for me.
1-3. You got to win out.
Do I really?
Yeah.
I said 7-10. What is there, only 9?
I don't know. You already missed 3 if you're doing 10.
Oh, I'm 1-4. You're right. I got to win out.
All right. Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Ooh. Big game for these two teams. Kind of a rival. Ravens, Steelers at Baltimore. Joe Flacco's still trying to find himself a little bit this season. He started off good, then got cold. I think this is going to be close on the spread. Ravens, I think, are going to be slightly favored by 3.
Ravens minus 3.
Hey, that's confidence booster right there for me. I needed that one.
You needed that.
2-5 is just not good. It's, man. Okay.
All right, we're going to Washington. Atlanta at Washington.
Oh, this is your team, Joseph.
It's my team.
They haven't been doing very well.
They have not been doing very well.
Hey, my Niners won this week, by the way.
Big win over the Raiders.
I wouldn't say big win. I would say a win that means we're going to get a lower draft spot.
Battle of the Bay.
No, it's...
You'd love to beat your local rival.
For sure. Absolutely. But I can't imagine it was very highly watched around the nation. Maybe in California.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that are watching. I know a lot of Raider fans that are pissed right now.
Oh, yeah. But the Raiders also are terrible. I'd be pissed for trading Khalil Mack more than anything. They're going to have to go get a quarterback, I think, next year. I'm sorry, what was the game you said?
Hot take. Atlanta at Washington.
Yeah, it was a hot take. Sorry. Yeah, Derek Carr, I think, is gone next year. He's making $25 million.
Coming off injury.
Yeah, and he hasn't looked very good. The locker room doesn't like him ever since he cried, evidently. There's reports that the guys don't like that. I think that's a funny story in itself. Jared, if you cried here on the air, I would still respect you, buddy. Don't worry about it. What was the game?
Atlanta at Washington.
Hey, Alex Smith is unbelievable what this guy can do for the Redskins. He comes in, they're kind of not expecting him to do all that well, and he's been playing pretty solid. He's been Alex Smith. You know his ceiling. You know his floor. He's such a good average quarterback. They're going to be favored by, I'm going to say, 4.
By 2.
Where are we going to lunch, guys?
So you're 2-4?
We might as well just finish it. No, I'm 2-6. 2-6.
2-6.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 2-4. You're right.
All right. We're going to the Mile High City. Houston at Denver.
God, this is a tough one, too. Typically, I have, like, an idea of who I would take in a game, and that's how I'm weighing my spreads. But this is a bad, bad showing. So Denver's at home against Houston. Denver's going to be favored. I mean, Denver minus 1.5?
Denver minus 1.
Okay, I'll take that. I still lost, but at least I can feel a little more confident about some of these picks.
L.A. Chargers at Seattle.
I actually think take the Chargers in this game. Seattle will probably be favorite, but take the Chargers. Seattle minus 3.
Seattle minus 1.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How many more we got left?
A couple. two sports bets
this
actually
is like,
have...
This is like agonizing for me right now.
Two sports bets have that Chargers and Seattle's game even.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be close. I would take the Chargers.
I was saving this one for the end. It's the big game of the weekend, but we'll do it now. Green Bay,
yeah.
New England.
Have you seen the promo that he did? I think we talked about it.
Yeah, the Michael Jordan.
The Michael Jordan, who's the GOAT promo, was awesome.
Yeah. Great marketing there.
Unbelievable marketing. I was like, well, when I first saw it, I didn't know what the promo was for. And then as I went deeper into it, I was like, oh, man, that's a great... It makes me want to watch the game,
yeah.
Truly. And I've never had a promo do that for me in an NFL regular season game. Where is it at, by the way?
It's in New England.
Am I guessing the spread? Yeah, I am, right? We're still playing the game, unfortunately, because I'm...
You hear the music in the background?
Yeah.
We're still playing the game.
Right, yeah. That music is good. Well done, Jared. New England. I think New England's going to have a pretty heavy... New England minus 5.5.
Spot on.
Yeah. See, I don't think Green Bay is good enough to cover. I don't. Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Tom Brady right now. But they just... Everywhere else, they're not good enough. Their defense is not good. Their O-line is spotty at best. Poor Aaron Rodgers. If I were him, I think I'd respect him more eventually for wanting to get out of Green Bay because, and I know he's just signed that big deal, but he just doesn't get the help he needs. How are you supposed to be you're the best quarterback in the league right now, probably the last 4 to 5 years, in my opinion, and they haven't gotten him a good enough roster to where he can actually possibly win a Super Bowl. If their defense is average, he'll get there. But they haven't had an average defense since the year they won it. I mean, Clay Matthews has been their guy, but other than that, they haven't been very good. So I just don't see, unless this team turns it around and figures it out, other than Aaron Rodgers, they're going to struggle if they make the playoffs. Who's next? Is that it?
We got one more.
Okay.
L.A. Rams at New Orleans.
This is a good game. The Rams are still undefeated, yeah. So they're still undefeated. The Saints are good this year. It's kind of a similar thing to the Saints and the Packers, because if they have a good defense, you know Drew Brees is going to put up the numbers. You said, I'm sorry, where was it at? It's in New Orleans?
In New Orleans, yeah.
I want to say that the Rams aren't going to be favored in this one. But they're 7-0. They have to be. Rams minus 1.5.
Minus 2.5.
Oh, Rams. Okay. I think I'd take New Orleans. I really do.
Think the streak's coming to an end?
At some point, it has to. In the NFL, you have such a target on your back when you're undefeated like that, and you're the only undefeated team. I don't think Jared Goff is very good. I think he's good. He's not 7-0 good. But they got Todd Gurley. They have so many weapons. I mean, it kind of reminds me of when Dak Prescott came into the year, his first year. Everyone thought, oh, this guy's an MVP quarterback. And you got to say, hold on. You have the best running back in the league. You have one of the best O-lines in the league. You have good weapons on the outside. Let's take those weapons away and see how good you are. We've done that in Dallas, and how good has Dak Prescott been? He's kind of on the hot seat a little bit. All right, that's spread for spread. That was a poor showing on my part. Wow. Well, we probably won't do this for a couple of weeks now because I suck so bad. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do some NBA predictions. And who we think is going to be in the top 5 or 6 seeds in the Western and Eastern Conference here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Segment 3, Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here on November 3rd. Our producer, Jared King, joining us as always, and Joseph Van Dyke now coming on once again to react to my first segment when I talked about the Sacramento Kings, and all fans need to calm down. What are your thoughts, Joseph?
Well, you say it like I'm about to disagree with you, but I definitely agree with you.
Oh, okay.
I kind of think you hit it right on the head. It's important that people don't overreact to how the Kings have been doing this season.
My problem is there's so much overreaction in sports immediately. The team wins the game, it's the greatest thing ever. They're going to the Super Bowl, they're going to the World Series, they're going to the finals. The team loses the game, trade the coach, fire the coach, trade everybody. And it's such a reactionary reaction of how things are being done by fans and media members. And I think the problem is media members are hearing things from the fans and they're also reacting because they need to click. So it's kind of this world that is a little bit new. It hasn't been like this for very long. But I think hopefully it'll change a little bit. But I think it's just because it's such a fan-based league.
Mm-hmm.
All the leagues are, and that's what drives them all. So,
and I mean, that's just kind of the nature of sports. People want to see winning,
yeah.
And people hate losing. And when teams lose for a long time, a lot of bad things happen, like we saw in Sacramento throughout this terrible
Let's not act like it's over, Joseph.
Okay, but that's the thing. Like, I don't want people to overreact, but you also have to understand how bad the Kings have been for the past decade. They have been terrible, and like you and I were talking.
I would say last 12 years.
Talking before the season, like we were questioning if we were going to match our win total of last year.
Yeah.
27 wins.
Yep.
We were saying this could be possibly like a 24,
I said the over-under was 26.
Yeah.
And Dan is giving me a hard time. He's been on the show.
We wouldn't
times.
Have been surprised if this Kings team continued to struggle like we've seen in the years past.
I think it's because we are so just tired of that 25 wins, and we just expect it now. And now that it's possible that they can get above that, we're excited because that shows growth. And I think we've seen Sacramento just be this bottom feeder for the last 12 years. And so we've kind of come accustomed to it. And now that something's changing, we're like pulling back saying, whoa, well, maybe it's possible that there's going to be a lot of excitement around the team in Sacramento.
And so there definitely is a lot of excitement. I'm a big Kings fan, and my phone has been blowing up the past week or so with people going playoffs. Kings going to the playoffs? Kings going to slide into the 8 seed? And no, first of all, I think playoffs are definitely out of the picture for us this year.
Thank regardless you. I 100% agree. If we make the playoffs, I'll be stunned.
Yeah.
I will be thoroughly stunned. Very excited, thoroughly stunned. I just don't think there's too many good teams in the West, first off,
absolutely,
who can be more consistent than we are. Now, what's different, and I don't really know how to judge yet, is this new style of fast-paced basketball. I don't know how we're going to match up with certain teams because of that. I don't know how teams are going to react to it. So we could have advantages. We could have disadvantages. I'm curious to see when we play a really, really good team. We haven't done that yet.
Our schedule's been pretty light. There were a couple good games. Like, our schedule wasn't supposed to be as easy as it's been, but, like, you had the Thunder struggling with the Westbrook injury. It was his first game back. We lost to the Jazz. The Jazz are playing great right now. The Wizards weren't expected to struggle as much as they are.
Yeah.
They're currently at the bottom of the East. So that was supposed to be a tough game at home. But.
Yeah, so and we played a couple easy games on the road. Although, I mean, here's the thing, though, is when the Kings win road games, I get very excited because typically they're not good on the road. They beat the Magic, the Heat, and the Hawks back-to-back. And so we'll see. They got a couple good games coming up here in the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. They play Toronto. And that's going to be a test to see, okay, how good is this team? They've had a pretty good break. It wasn't a back-to-back. They don't have a whole lot of excuses. And it's go time. If this team is really, if they want to be a playoff team, they have to show it against the top teams in the league. You have to upset some. You have to beat the Lakers. You have to at least compete with the Warriors. The Warriors this year, they're not blowing teams out. They are some. But they're going to take nights off, essentially, because they've won back-to-back championships. They're kind of, if you're them, it's got to be difficult for them to stay motivated. It has to be. So if the Kings can steal one, we've seen them do it in the past when they haven't been good. So maybe now that they are decent, they can do it again.
That's one thing I'm really excited to see you say, how teams are going to react to us. And the Kings have typically always played the Warriors well. We've stolen at least a game for each of the last three seasons. And they are the defending champs, and we always kind of play them tough. So now that we have the ability to put up 150, 140 points in a game, kind of meet offense with offense, I'm really interested to see how the Kings-Warriors games this season are going to go.
Oh, absolutely. But I think what's interesting, too, is what is all these high-scoring games I'm not used to, and it's kind of this new era of, oh, you can have five guys over 20 points a game.
And it's league-wide, really. Like, it's not just in
right,
Sacramento.
Right, no, I know. I mean, it's most obviously in Sacramento because they were the second to last in scoring, and now they're top three, or maybe even number one. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's definitely such a change, and I think that, and I really don't know how it's going to evolve even more, but I mean, I would have to imagine it's going to try and keep picking up the pace. We'll see. We're going to see a lot of very, very high scoring games this year. I mean, 140, I don't know what the Kings are averaging. I think they're averaging like 120 a game right now. Granted, not a whole lot of defense is being played.
Early on in the season, yeah. The defense is definitely going to get better for all teams across the league. I know you're talking about Sacramento and our inability to guard someone.
Consistently throughout the league, I think defense is not as good. Teams are just kind of mailing it in and just playing offense. So we'll see. But if the Kings can compete with a team like Houston, they can compete with a team like Golden State. If they can compete with a team like Toronto, I know you said Kawhi Leonard is out, right?
He's not out. He kind of rolled his ankle last night.
Oh, he's fine.
So I was excited. Like, maybe he sits and we keep this win streak going. But
I would rather, truthfully, I would rather the Kings play him with Kawhi is healthy and get a real taste of how good this team is. That's what I want to see. I don't want to be hyped up for a 5-game winning streak as a Kings fan, and then all of a sudden, oh, that's right, we are the Kings. Let's all calm down. I mean, yeah, you have to be realistic, but at the same time, it's hard to not be optimistic when you have a chance when you're on a 5-game winning streak, three of those games on the road. So, all right, let's get to NBA predictions. So let's start with the Eastern Conference. I think there's three teams in the East that have a possibility of winning the Eastern Conference Finals. I think I got Boston as the best chance, Toronto as the second best chance, and Philadelphia as the third best chance. And I think Boston is probably the favorite to win that, but I could 100% see Toronto with a guy like Kawhi Leonard. They have good pieces. I know last year they got swept by the Cavs, but LeBron's kind of always been their little Achilles heel when they get in the playoffs. So now that he's in the West, I could see, and now they have Kawhi Leonard, and if Kawhi keeps his head on straight and doesn't have any of the issues he had last year in San Antonio, to me, that's the best team in the East.
I think the Raptors are the real deal. You kind of talk about LeBron. Obviously, they don't have to worry about LeBron in the East, but getting Kawhi was a huge thing, even if LeBron would have stayed in the East.
Yeah.
Like, we all remember the finals when Kawhi was finals MVP,
yeah,
dethroning LeBron when early on in his career. But the Raptors are definitely the real deal. I'm interested that you don't have the Bucks or the Celtics in there. I think
the Celtics is in there. Celtics is number two.
Oh. Okay. Well, the Bucks. I think the Bucks are made a big leap this year.
Their over-under is 48.5 wins.
And they started on a 7-0 win streak, so I'm sure you're happy to see that.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, I didn't bet, but, you know, I'm happy to see that my prediction is going well. The Bucks is probably the fourth team. Giannis is very, very good. Their new coach, I think, has them playing their style of that they need to be playing instead of how Jason Kidd had them playing last year. Who's their big? Greg Monroe? Who's there? They traded for somebody last year.
They just traded for Brooke from the Lakers. Lopez. No.
Oh, they did?
The Bucks? Yeah.
I didn't know
he's
that.
He's jacking threes.
I'm trying to think of who they got someone mid-season last year. Oh, no, it was, I'm pretty sure it was Greg Monroe from, I don't know where he was before that, but they have a pretty good lineup. Chris Middleton, I think he's very, very important to that team, and I don't think people realize, so he's going to have to get a mass deal. I think Giannis' contract is up this year, too. I think he's going to get, I mean, he's restricted free agent, so we'll see. But I imagine they'll have a extension on the books here pretty soon. And another team that I think could be good in the East is the Heat. The Heat have kind of been average in the East ever since LeBron left. They have D-Wade back, obviously, and the farewell tour that you think is a big deal. I disagree. Goran Dragic is very, very talented. Hassan Whiteside has had a couple really good years, and I think since then he's kind of plateaued a little bit.
Justice Winslow, Bam Adebayo, coming into his second year.
Yeah, I'm...
Josh Richardson.
They have some players, I agree. Who's the... They have a four that I really like. Shoot, what's his name? I can't think of his name. But they have a couple pieces that I really like. And I think that they could, if they make a leap this year, they could be a team to beat in the East as well. That's why I was excited about the Kings beating them, is because I think Miami's a pretty, I wouldn't say top-tiered team, but they're a top five or six team in the East. But Boston is really the main question mark, because if Boston's as good as we think they could be, no one's touching them, in my opinion. I think they have the highest ceiling, without a doubt. They have a good chance to upset the Warriors this year if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, win that pretty easily, and then get to the Finals. We'll see, but it's all about how Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving kind of morph back into this team that was playing with all young guys last year. There's going to be a lot of minutes. There's not enough minutes for all these guys. So I was surprised they re-signed Marcus Smart last year, because I just didn't think there was enough room for him. However, he is that guy who is just scrappy, and he just wants to dive on the ground for loose ball. He plays really hard defense. I think he can be very, very important for that team. However, I was surprised they re-signed him, because they have so many pieces. They have Scary Terry and Terry Rozier, which is a great nickname, by the way. Jason Tatum. I like a lot of the pieces they have right now. And if they can get them all working in the right direction, which I think Brad Stevens, the best coach in the NBA, is going to do, that they can be the team to beat in, not only in the Eastern Conference, but in the league. And I know people are going to say, well, the Warriors are going to be the favorite. And they are. But I'm saying the Eastern Conference, if they have a team that's legit, we haven't had a team at the top of the conference that people think, oh, this team can upset the Warriors, possibly. We didn't think it about the Cavs last year without Kyrie. We thought maybe about Houston. There's a couple more teams in the West that it could happen to, but I just don't quite see it happening to them unless it's by a team that has a legit chance, which is, in my opinion, Boston, Houston, the Lakers, after a rough start. Don't think it's going to happen, so we'll see. But As far as the Eastern Conference, I just think it's Toronto, it's Boston, and it's Philadelphia. And I don't think Philadelphia, I don't think they improved in the offseason.
They're struggling.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was going to happen. I didn't think that they were going to improve much in the offseason. Embiid is good. Simmons is good. They just need another piece. They need that third guy, and they have a lot of guys who can step up and be the third guy on any given night, but not consistently enough. Robert Covington, Dario Saric, J.J. Redick, I think, is coming off the bench. Markelle Fultz is not their third guy. Not their third guy.
But you love to see the improvement he's had this season after a terrible season last year. Well, dealing with injuries and just kind of everything that went along with Markelle Fultz's season last year, being the number one pick and having such high expectations.
Yeah, and I think sometimes being the number one pick, if based on your behavioral analysis of like what kind of personality you have, I think that it can hurt you because if you don't have a ton of confidence and a huge ego, it can absolutely melt you. And I think that's what happened a little bit with Fultz last year. So we'll see how he recovers. But let's get to the Western Conference really quick here before commercial break. Obviously the Warriors, the Rockets, and I don't think anybody's going to touch those two teams. I truly don't. New Orleans has to play well just to keep Anthony Davis. Because if they don't play well this year, Anthony Davis is not going to re-sign.
Yeah.
He's unrestricted. It's not going to happen. So they might even trade him before the deadline just because they need to get something for him. So that's interesting as well. There's a lot of good storylines in the West.
Yeah. Warriors, Rockets, obviously. I think the Nuggets kind of deserve that spot. I know they've missed the playoffs the past 2 years. They've had some...
Deserve what spot? To be up in the
conversation? In the conversation, absolutely.
No
I think the Nuggets
way.
Are not very, not very close. Good this year.
They're good. They're not... You're saying they're as good as the Warriors?
I'm not saying they're as good as the Warriors, but
you're saying they're
you said
same
you
want tier.
To talk about the top four teams in each. You kind of said three for the East, and the Bucks kind of belong into being that fourth.
Okay, but I'm saying the Nuggets, what are they at right now? What's their record?
7-1, but like it's 8 games into the season.
Yeah, so don't they're better, much better. They have also Mike Malone as their head coach, who's doing very, very well. They
former
have
King.
Former King Code. Jokic, the Joker's been playing well. Mm-hmm. We know he's going to continue to improve. Jamal Murray is good. They have a lot of good pieces, but I'm not ready to say that they're in the same conversation as the Warriors.
They're definitely not in the same nobody's in the same conversation as the Warriors.
I'm right.
In the league. It's definitely the Warriors, and the Rockets are even struggling this year.
Yeah, I saw this highlight the other night of Chris Paul kind of making some moves on the sideline. Did you see that play?
Mm-mm.
He had a couple really nice dribble moves and then a pass fake. And I'm watching this play, and I'm thinking, why do I care about this? Yeah, it's a good move. Didn't do anything for him. Didn't get open. Didn't get anybody else open. It was basically a useless dribble. So I was just sitting there watching. I'm thinking, why? What a ridiculous highlight. Because it didn't even matter. And that's going to be on ESPN because people want to see that stuff, but it was just ridiculous. I don't think Houston's going to be very good this year. They're not going to compete with the Warriors, especially if they continue to do what they've been doing, which is... Not a whole lot. What's their record right now?
We know it's early in the season, and we're not trying to overreact.
Right.
But they are sitting at the 13th spot in the West at 2-5.
Yeah, they'll pick it up, but they're going to have to do it in a hurry. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about this. We'll also have the Fire 3 coming up, 4th segment. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of talk radio. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's going on in Northern California via the magazine and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Also, we're going to be talking about the propositions. What do they really mean? It's nice to know that before you go out and vote. All of this Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives,
and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment 4 on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here on November 3rd. Did I just mispronounce my name, Jared? Is that why you're laughing at me? Connor Sutton. Wow. Hey, didn't get much sleep last night. Football game got over late. Sometimes it's a short rest time. All right, let's get into more of the NBA talk. Joseph with his hot take about the Denver Nuggets. That's just not going to happen. But all right, Jared, Joseph, we'll let you have that one. We'll let it go. I don't think the Nuggets are even going to be in the top six in the West, but that's fine. Utah.
Okay, then give me a top four in the West. I think the Nuggets slide into that top four, and the Jazz are in the conversation in the top four.
No, not even close.
Right now, the Blazers are sitting in a three seed, but we've seen the Blazers have the same team every single year and never have success.
Yeah, but not in the playoffs, but typically in the regular season, they're pretty good. I say top four teams right now, I would say the Jazz 4, Portland 3, and then Houston and Golden State.
Real creative. Sticking with Portland, they're currently in the 3 spot.
No, but they're typically good in the regular season. They are.
Denver's going to make a big leap. I just mentioned it to you. I know they've missed the playoffs for the past 2 years, but the West was super heavy 6 through 9.
San Antonio,
year.
Maybe. San Antonio is always San Antonio.
DeMar DeRozan is a great pickup for them, but LaMarcus Aldridge is your best player. Isn't going to get you a top 4 or 5 seed in the West.
When they have Greg Popovich as their coach,
they're going to be well coached.
They're going to have a chance to be a top. They're going to at least be in the top 6.
They're going to be in the conversation. They're not going to be.
They're not going to be.
They'll be traveling for the first round. They'll be on the road.
Are the Lakers bad? They're 3-5. They play Portland tonight? Yeah, tonight.
I don't think they're as bad as people think they are. This team...
Luke Walton's on the hot seat.
Luke Walton is on the hot seat. I think deservingly, I don't think Luke Walton is a very good coach.
No, I don't think so either. I think when you went 24-0 with the Warriors a couple years ago, I think that got him the job.
And it's proven that it's tough to coach LeBron. Eric Spoelstra is the only one to ever... outlast LeBron at a team.
Right. Eric Spoelstra was a genius. Eric Spoelstra was a top 5 coach in the NBA, in my opinion.
He's the second most tenured coach in the NBA now.
That's wild.
Behind Popovich.
That just is proof of how unbelievable the turnover is in coaches right now. I think the Lakers are going to take a while to get their stuff together, and when they do, they'll be good. Lonzo Ball can shoot a little bit now. Brandon Ingram's is always been good. He struggled a little bit this year. I think last year he even took a big step up in his second year. And they have a lot of young pieces. It's going to take them a while to kind of mesh and figure it out. But once they do, I think they'll be a good team. I think they'll probably be in the top 4 as well, at least in the conversation, maybe even the 5 seed. But for sure in the top 5. They're 3-5. Again, you can't overreact over the first 8 or 9 games of the season. You just can't.
It's tough to bet against LeBron. But you look at some of the pieces on that team and I don't know.
They're not great, but they're not terrible. They still have the best player in the NBA.
Absolutely.
So they're going to be a top 4 seed. Put in the bank.
Put in the bank. Is that a bet?
Yeah, we can bet that if you want. Also, Clayton Kershaw. Well, obviously the Red Sox won the World Series, but Clayton Kershaw just signed a big deal with Los Angeles and basically put out this release saying he's out to prove to disprove his critics. Here's my thing on Clayton Kershaw, and I don't know what it is, but certain guys have that big moment quality to where moment they're going to shine. And Clayton Kershaw has proven time and time again, I don't think he's that guy. He's very, very good in the regular season, but when the lights are shining brightest, he typically has not been that great. I don't know what, I should have looked up his postseason ERA, but it's not very good. And when you're trying to be a Hall of Famer, and I think he'll probably be a first ballot just because of how good he's been in the regular season, I don't think he's going to be in the conversation for like one of the greatest because he hasn't been able to perform in the postseason. Still doesn't have a World Series ring. He's gotten to the World Series twice, kind of struggled both times. He pitched a little bit better this time around than he has in the past. But even when they've got to the playoffs, the first couple times they were there, he just hasn't performed well. So I think Clayton Kershaw is out to disprove critics, obviously, because you kind of have to. What else is he supposed to do? He still hasn't had a chance to. He hasn't been able to win a World Series. The Red Sox this year are obviously a very, very good team and a better team than the Dodgers. But the Dodgers have good pieces. I mean, he's just struggled in the postseason, and I think it's going to take at least 2 years of him being really good in the postseason to kind of get away from that and quiet those murmurs. But we'll see. But I don't think Clayton Kershaw is that guy in the postseason. He's just not. We've seen him struggle. There are certain guys who shine in the biggest moments, and I don't think Clayton Kershaw is one of those guys. All right, fire three here as we're closing the show, the final segment here today. I'm going to start with my three picks that I think you should bet on here in the NFL. I think we talked about it earlier with Stretch for Spread as I went back in between segments and looked. Baltimore at home against Pittsburgh. Baltimore's favored by three. Pittsburgh's coming off a bye week. They've been playing well. They struggled to begin the season. I think Pittsburgh's the team to take. Take them to cover on this because they have looked a lot better. I know James Conner. Actually, I think they did not have a bye week last week. They had a bye week 2 weeks ago. James Conner, their running back, had a really, really good week last week. And kind of quieting all thoughts about why don't we have Le'Veon Bell. So I think Pittsburgh has a good chance to win. Their defense has gotten much better over the weeks. Ben Roethlisberger's kind of settled down and returned to the old Big Ben. So if they stay healthy this week, I think they have a good chance to cover against Baltimore. So that's my first one. Take Pittsburgh to cover against Baltimore, plus three. My next one, Detroit at Minnesota. Take Minnesota in this game. I think Detroit is not very good at all. The over-under on this is actually 49. And I was thinking about possibly taking the under on that because I think Detroit's going to really struggle against Minnesota's defense. I have Kirk Cousins on my fantasy team. He's been great this year. Kirk Cousins is one of the best fantasy quarterbacks I think you can have, by the way. But Minnesota, I think, will kind of dominate this game. They're a much better team than Detroit. If their defense plays well, if Kirk Cousins can kind of play the game we expect him to play, I think they have a good chance to win it. All right, my last one. Kansas City at Cleveland. Kansas City -8.5. I think Cleveland coming off a week where they're still trying to figure out their coaching situation. Their quarterback situation has been rough as well. If you look at the money lines on this, people are kind of on the same page as me here. I'm going to say take Kansas City. I think they're going to beat up Cleveland pretty good. The over-under is 52 because I think the Chiefs have been absolutely blowing up teams, and I think they'll do a really good job of that this week. So, okay, in the Fire 3, take Kansas City, -8.5, Pittsburgh, +3 to cover, and Minnesota, -5. That's our Fire 3 here to close the show. Joseph Van Dyke, appreciate you coming on and talking NBA with me. Our thanks, as always, to producer Jared King. And we will see you next week. This is Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. It's time for some baby. You're a womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.